Good morning and welcome to Childhood Matters. Today we're going to speak about childhood obesity. So childhood obesity has been very prevalent epidemic in the United States of America. Many parents believe that their children are at a healthy weight when in reality over one-third are obese or overweight. Approximately 21 through 24% of American children and adolescents are overweight, and another 16 through 18% is obese. Today we have here, we have Professor Jessica Gonzalez from U of H. She is a child health instructor. And we also have Dr. Raghunath. He is from Texas Children. He is a pediatrician, and we're going to ask him a couple questions today. How are you guys today?
I'm good. How are you? Thank you for having me on.
No problem. You okay, Ms. Gonzalez?
I'm good, too.
Yeah. All righty. So today I have a question for you guys. So I have to think, like, do you think the government is doing enough to curb childhood obesity? Can I have both of you guys' opinions?
I think the first question that we need to answer is if the government should play a role in addressing childhood obesity. And with 20% of children obese and another 40% of adults who are obese in America, and with healthcare costs over $150 billion in terms of complications arising out of obesity, I think the government should take at least some initiatives, even if it's for the sole reason of the economic burden that the costs of healthcare arising out of obesity place on the U.S. healthcare system. Personally, I don't think that the Trump administration has taken appropriate action in terms of curbing childhood obesity. The USDA in 2017 issued a rule exempting schools from meeting the nutrition standards that were put in place by the Obama administration under the leadership of First Lady Michelle Obama and her Let's Move campaign. And we've also seen that Trump has lifted a lot of taxes on fast food and soda beverage companies in terms of advertising and aggressively advertising and aiming for the younger population, which has allowed them to market more aggressively and attract more younger customers to consume their products. So personally, I do not think that the government has done enough, especially under the new Trump administration.
All righty, Ms. Gonzalez.
I believe the government is doing enough to help prevent child obesity. One way the government is helping prevent child obesity is by passing the health care reform bill, such as the Let's Move campaign. This campaign is giving parents helpful information and fostering environments that support healthy choices, providing healthier foods in our schools, ensuring that every family has access to healthy, affordable food, and helping children become more physically active. It called for an increase in servings of fruit, vegetables, and whole grains in meals, as well as a decrease in the amount of sodium and sugar and a ban of trans fats that we eat in our school system. Other efforts include such as lobbying for menu labeling requirements that list the amount of calories. Michelle Obama also collaborated with the food and beverage industry to get them to reduce sodium content and to include calorie amounts on the labels of soft drinks. Also, another program is the CFBAI, which is a voluntarily self-regulation program created to improve the landscape of food advertising directed to children under the age of 12.
Alrighty, so now I'm going to ask you guys, what is your opinion on how schools play a role in this epidemic?
Yeah, so I think the schools have a big responsibility in trying their best to uphold the standards set in place with the Let's Move campaign. And one thing I found interesting is Cecilia Munoz, who worked under the Obama administration in developing the nutrition program, said that schools complained that the standards were expensive and overly restrictive, and also that this was almost a gross overreach of the federal branch in terms of regulating what the general population would eat. But I do believe that it's really important that schools, especially elementary and middle school and high school, when the kids are developing their habits that will most likely stick with them for the rest of their lives, to constantly promote healthy habits, research has shown that childhood obesity isn't fixed in a couple of years, and that through prolonged and continuous reinforcement that we can shift the health of the United States and children especially. So by lifting these, measures put in place by the Obama administration prematurely, I think this is only going to adversely affect the United States when it comes to childhood obesity. And I also think that at the end of the day, schools are a business, right? And what they're doing when they complain about the standards being too expensive and over restrictive, they're just putting their business over the health of so many children. And I think that is irresponsible of schools, and that they should strive to achieve more and do more in terms of childhood obesity.
Yeah, I would totally agree. Alrighty, Professor Gonzalez, I'm going to ask you, do you believe that schools play a role in this ongoing epidemic?
I believe it does play an important role in this epidemic, because where you go to school, that's how you get shaped by where you grow up. Like, you learn how to, like, what to eat. Also, I remember in middle school, my PE teacher, he showed us a document called Super Size Me, and it was about, it showed how the evolution of the fast food industry had endangered the health of both consumers and industry employees. As America's obesity epidemic gained momentum, health activists pointed the finger at the food industry, generating lawsuits, public protests, and the threat of government regulations. When I saw that document, like, I was so scared to what to eat, because I was like, all of this is going inside of me. So now, like, now since I'm a grown up now, I barely eat McDonald's, like, I barely eat junk food because of that document that my PE teacher showed me in middle school. So I believe that schools does play a big important role in this epidemic.
Thank you very much, Ms. Gonzalez. So now I have a report from the Federal Trade Commission on food marketing to children and adolescents, and it shows that there was a $9.65 billion marketing for adolescents and small children, basically, for the TV and the media. And I just wanted to ask you guys, do you believe that the media is one of the biggest sources for marketing for this childhood epidemic and the obesity of kids?
Based on the FTC report, obviously media and advertisement do play a huge role in contributing to childhood obesity, but I think it would be unfair to say that it's the most important role. Obviously, with the problem like childhood obesity, it's so multidimensional with a lot of players and factors contributing to it. So I think, yes, they do have a responsibility for the general health of the public, but I think it would be unfair to say that they're the most important, or that they're the one of the sole reasons of the epidemic.
Thank you.
I would agree with Dr. Rangana, because children like to watch TV, so it does play a big role, but it's not the biggest role in this epidemic. I believe the biggest role could be how the parents make food, like what they give to their children. Also, school plays a big role, but I believe that the parents play a bigger role in shaping how their children eat.
Thank you very much. So last question, guys. What policies do you think can be put in place to help decrease the childhood obesity rate?
Okay, so, I mean, I think we can start off by putting back into place the measures and acts that the Let's Move campaign put in place. And I also think it has a lot to do with education, not only of kids, but also of their parents. Because they are their biggest influences, and they teach them what to eat and how much to eat and stuff. So I think education is really important of the general public on the dangers of obesity, and just how important it really is to exercise and to eat healthy. And also, like we mentioned in the previous question, media and advertising, I think the government should take a bigger role in limiting how aggressively and how companies can market to children, as they're so vulnerable to such advertisement marketing. So I think we need to take a holistic approach, and it's not just one policy that will get rid of childhood obesity.
Thank you very much, Dr. Gonzalez.
The policies that can be put in place to decrease the childhood obesity rate can be minimizing junk food in schools and the school system. Also, like Dr. Ragnarok said, that teaching the parents like the nutrition, the facts for nutrition, the amount of oil that they use, teach them better ways to cook the food, teach them which better oil is better to use, and also the media. Thank you.
So here I am. I'm going to thank Dr. Ranganath, and I'm going to also thank Professor Gonzalez for being here and giving us their opinions. I thank you guys very much for both of your opinions, and I wish to have you here on the show again.
Thank you so much for having us here.
Thank you so much.
And there we are for Child Matters.